now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Welcome to the April 8th, 2018 edition of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in today for Alex, who's traveling. He's going to be hosting a National Press Club event on Tuesday. We'll talk about that more. We've got an incredible show lined up for you here today. This is probably the most important broadcast that I've ever done here at InfoWars by far. Call your friends, tell them to tune in, because what I'm about to share with you here is so incredibly profound, important, and dangerous even to our society, what's happening. We've got the Twitter CEO, Jack Dorsey, now apparently endorsing an article that called for the liberal overthrow of America, the elimination of conservative voices, and that we should all follow California for the model for how America should be run. That's very dangerous, and it shows the bias at Twitter, which is also reflected at YouTube and Google and Facebook. We've got a story on Diamond and Silk, who are now being, of course, censored by Facebook. Facebook has called their brand, what is it, unsafe to the community. Because if you speak in a way that the tech overlords don't like, then now all of a sudden you are unsafe. This is a very dangerous precedent. They're censoring Diamond and Silk just like they censored me, just like they're censoring InfoWars at every opportunity. The war is on to silence all voices that do not comply with the totalitarian, authoritarian narratives of the left. So we'll be covering that in a lot more detail. We've got the UK disarming its citizens over the last several decades, and now the murder rate is skyrocketing. We'll be talking about that. A woman in Russia has been embalmed live, and she is now dead, sadly. Instead of dripping saline solution into her veins, they dripped an embalming solution. That's in the media right now, but what you're not being told is that it's the same chemical that's used in vaccines. So I'll be talking about that with a vaccine download. Measles is spreading, and today, USA Today now admits that one of the people that has been afflicted with measles was vaccinated against measles, just like we've been reporting and InfoWars has been reporting this entire time. People who are vaccinated against measles can not only catch measles, but they can spread it. And this is now being proven yet again. A hero, a student hero from Parkland, the Parkland shooting, has been released. I believe he was shot five times, Anthony Borges. And he is now slamming the Broward County Sheriff's Department, saying that they failed to do their job. We all know that now. Of course, it was called a conspiracy theory at first when we pointed out that they were told to stand down. They stood down outside the school, did not rush in to save the students. This student survived, fortunately, and he has a few words for the Broward County Sheriff's Department. The Washington Post has deleted an article that revealed a Bob Mueller witness to be a pedophile. So they've scrubbed that from their website, another article down the memory hole, because they don't want you to see it. They don't want you to read it. They don't want you to know the truth about what's happening in our world. We're also going to cover an article about how gun control laws that target the mentally ill could be used to disarm people who question authority. So now, if you are a defiant person, you can be diagnosed with opposition defiant disorder. It's actually in the DSM-5, the so-called Bible of modern psychiatry. They can use that to say that you're a threat to society, kind of what they just said to Diamond and Silk. They said they're unsafe, unsafe for the community. What if Diamond and Silk had their guns taken away? I don't know if they have guns or not, but just theoretically, what if they had their guns taken away because of that? Because they're designated unsafe. Who gets to decide? Our liberties are under attack. Our free speech is under attack. And this is, I have to designate it, the most important, most real, really an emergency broadcast here. On InfoWars Sunday edition, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with much more.
Big Brother, mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, today it's Mike Adams filling in for Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us here on Sunday edition of the InfoWars broadcast. And this is the most important broadcast that I can ever remember doing here at InfoWars. I want to thank Alex for inviting me to host the show today. I, along with Alex, am one of the people who is being targeted for censorship and essentially online extermination by the radical tech left-wing overlords that have decided to exterminate all voices that they don't like. Diamond and Silk have been targeted. We're going to talk about that. We've got a lot coming up for you today on the show. I want to invite you to call your friends, tweet this out, tell people to join in. This is a very important broadcast. I've done a tremendous amount of research to bring you this information today about the war that is going on and how it has been escalated. And let's start with that right out of the gate. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey, apparently he has endorsed a story, an article that calls for a civil war and wiping out the GOP and silencing conservatives and making sure that all of America is overrun by Democrats so that it can be operated like California, which is a corrupt, nearly bankrupt, morally bankrupt police state authoritarian regime that refuses to protect its own borders and is a model for the ruination of America. If you ask me, the story from Town Hall says, wait, did Twitter's CEO just share a post calling for civil war, wiping out the GOP? And in fact, yes, it seems like he did. And in this story, it talks about how the Twitter CEO wants mob rule to be the rule in America. They want the radical left-wing mob to take over everything that we value. And understand that this view is reflected throughout YouTube. Twitter, Google, YouTube, and Facebook are doing all the same things. They are now running the gamut of just deleting every conservative voice, every independent media voice, every independent journalist, every libertarian voice that they don't like. If you say something against the LGBT community, or if you say something like what I did, I said, hey, there's only two genders because I'm a scientist. I understand genetics. I understand chromosomes. There's only two genders. And I was banished from YouTube for citing that. That's how dangerous this has become. And it's way worse than you think, because I've done a deep analysis of this issue. And I've come to the conclusion that an order has come down to all the tech giants that they must now immediately silence all free speech on the internet that disagrees with the radical left-wing narratives, the anti-Trump narratives, the intense hatred, the seething anger, the almost unhinged, almost like vaccine-induced brain damage, zombie violence tendencies of the left. It's as if they all went out and smoked these bath salt drugs, and now they're turning into actual zombies, and they're just running loose across the internet trying to ban everything that they don't like. That's how dangerous they have become. But they've been ordered to do this. It's clear they've been ordered to do this before the midterm elections. They want to steal the elections. They want to influence the elections in a fraudulent way to silence those who might be pro-GOP or pro-Trump or anti-Democrat in the elections. They only want one side of every conversation to be heard. They want to control what you see, what you hear, and what you think. This is it. It's an assault on your ability to think. And I'm calling it an online ethnic cleansing. And this is the term that I want to encourage you to share and remember. It's an online ethnic cleansing. This is what's happening right now. They have chosen a targeted group, a group of Christians and conservatives, gun owners, legal firearms owners. They've targeted pro-Trump personalities. They've targeted independent scientists, independent media journalists, real investigators like Cheryl Atkinson, for example. They've targeted them all for online ethnic cleansing. That's what it must be called. I want to encourage you to share that term. Use it in your tweets. Use it in your podcasts. And understand that this is a violation of the basic human right of self-expression. What Twitter is doing is a violation of human rights. What Google and Facebook are doing and YouTube, it's a violation of your basic human right, the right to express yourself, the right to speak freely, the right to think, the right to question. Because if you can't question the status quo, you are not a free citizen. You are a slave to the system, and that's what the left wants. They want you to be a slave to the system where they feed you what you think, what you eat, what you believe, the myths, the narratives, the falsehoods, the truths, everything is going to be spoon-fed to you by Twitter and by Facebook and Google and YouTube, because they're going to control what you can and cannot see and hear and read and think. It has been escalated to the nuclear level at this point. I mean, let's go to Diamond and Silk here. Now, this, we got a video clip coming up, but the news is, this just happened last night, Diamond and Silk being censored by Facebook. And Facebook told them, when they questioned it, Facebook told them that they are unsafe to the community. Unsafe to the community. They have been shadow banned. They are practically being deplatformed. Diamond and Silk, you may recall, rose to fame during the Trump campaign of 2016. And I love this pair. I love them. They're entertaining, but they're also insightful. They're very energized. They're fun to watch, but they're educational at the same time. I think Diamond and Silk are really the perfect expression of what free speech should be in America. They have a point of view. If you don't like it, change the channel. But why should Facebook ban them? Because Facebook doesn't like what they're saying. And how dare Facebook say that they're unsafe to the community? What do you mean unsafe to the community? What about all your people, your radical left-wing people on Facebook who are calling for Trump to be murdered, calling for the execution of conservatives, calling for the country to be overrun by Democrats who despise free market principles and despise basic human rights? You people are unsafe. You tyrants, you censors, you authoritarian tech overlords, you are dangerous to our society. And it's about time that we woke up and we fought back and did something about it to protect our free speech rights. Let's take a listen to Diamond and Silk right now and how they describe this assault on their basic human rights. Go ahead and roll that clip.
So what happens next? Do you guys go somewhere else then? Do you put your videos elsewhere? Go to YouTube or somewhere?
No. Facebook gonna get this together.
That's right.
Okay? Because we not afraid of no Facebook.
That's right.
They gonna get they act together or they gonna be a face without the book. That's we'll right. be reading about the history of how Facebook used to be that's and right. how they was brought down. Because well, I'm not scared of
we're
Facebook.
Not scared no. of Facebook or Mark Zuckerberg.
That's right.
Especially if a privately owned bakery has to go against their Christian values to bake a cake, then Mark Zuckerberg is going to have to suck it up, Buttercup.
That's right.
And allow Diamond and Silk to speak our truth.
That's
did,
right.
Did you catch that? That was a very important and profound point just made there. I love those two. I love them. They are, I mean, oh man, I wish I could have them in the studio right here today. She said, if a private bakery has to go against their Christian values to bake a cake, then Zuckerberg has to allow us to speak our truth. You see, that's the point. It's a double standard. These liberal mobsters, they want to rush into a bakery in Indiana and they want to force them to say, hey, you have to engage in the creation of art by writing pro-gay slogans on this cake or writing pro-LGBT slogans on this cake. And you have to do it against your own religious beliefs. And we're going to force you to do that. And we're going to fine you and we're going to sue you. And the state is going to come down on you because you have to provide this equal opportunity to make a cake slogan for everybody. But then when Diamond and Silk want to go on Facebook and say they support Trump and they know the Democrat Party isn't helping African Americans and they want to exercise their free speech rights. No, all of a sudden Facebook clamps down on them and says, oh, you don't have the right to speak. Well, wait a minute. You mean to tell me that you can compel speech on Christian bakers against their religious convictions? You can compel them essentially by putting a gun to their head and forcing them to say something that violates their belief system, but you can't even allow Diamond and Silk and other people like that to have a platform to speak their minds when they actually have more truth and more wisdom and more insight than a lot of people today on the left who are bashing these Christians all day long. This is the double standard that's so dangerous, and it is only escalating in America. And after we come back, we're going to a break shortly. After we come back, I'm going to tell you where this is going, because the attack on the First Amendment is just the opening salvo of this very dangerous war that the left wants to turn into a complete cultural revolution to exterminate conservative voices all across America. Mike Adams here on InfoWars. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You had something to hide. This is Mike Adams filling in for Alex Jones on this Sunday. InfoWars.com is the website, and it's true. that you get tomorrow's news today on Infowars.com. They've got a team of amazing writers. I get to talk to them behind the scenes here from time to time because, you know, I'm a fellow journalist as well. I run a crew of journalists for my operation. And just what I see here is just a sense of incredible professionalism. Also for the people running the studio, they're just so easy to work with, so skilled. They know exactly what they're doing. It's an honor to be here. Thank you for joining us. We've been covering, of course, the attack on the First Amendment. It's vicious. It has been escalated to a whole new level of attack, and they're trying to go for broke now. They're trying to silence all conservative voices ahead of the midterm elections. They want to impeach Trump, put a Democrat in the White House, and then continue their so-called cultural revolution, which I'm calling an online ethnic cleansing against all voices with whom they disagree. And that's the real, that's the danger in this. You see, the attack on the First Amendment is just the opening salvo. Next, they want to take the Second Amendment. You see, they've got to take the First Amendment in order to get the Second Amendment so that you can't fight back. You can't talk back. You can't speak. You can't raise awareness online. They want to silence everyone who is pro-liberty, pro-freedom, pro-America, pro-Trump, pro-Second Amendment, pro-even natural health, for that matter, pro-organic home gardening, pro-homeschooling. They want to silence you all because they have to control the narrative. It's shocking. You know, if you think about it, the left has, they've monopolized academia. They've monopolized Hollywood. They've monopolized the deep state of government. They have total control of academia, practically. They have control over, you know, the public school systems and how they're indoctrinating your children to believe all these falsehoods. They're sending home white privilege pamphlets with, what is it, second graders now? It's unreal. The internet is the thing they don't control. And the internet, they know, is it's a platform for free speech. It's a platform for decentralized information, which is, by definition, more toward freedom. You see, centrally controlled information is bad. It becomes corrupt. It becomes evil. It becomes your tech overlords trying to control what you say and think. But decentralized information, which is the internet, you've got a million different news websites to go to. You've got a million different voices, a million different podcasts, different video channels. They are now clamping down and trying to shut them down because it's a run up to the next step, which is to disarm all pro-gun Americans. And you know what comes after that? I'm telling you, know what comes after that? I don't even know if I should be saying this, but look, this is their blueprint. This is their plan. It is a cultural revolution type of extermination of all conservative voices. I mean, this is in the Twitter CEO pushing this article. The article says that there's a fundamental conflict between two worldviews that must be resolved in short order. And they want it to be resolved, of course, on the side of Democrats, which means they must eliminate conservative thinkers. They must eliminate libertarians. They have to get rid of you. This happened before throughout history, multiple times over and over and over again. It happened under Stalin. It happened under Mao. It happened, you know, in the Chinese Cultural Revolution when the young people flooded out of their homes and they said, old people are bad. And they started murdering academics and killing people because they wore glasses, reading glasses, because they thought those people must know something. We have to murder those people so that we, the new young radical left-wing communist youth, can take over. And they did take over. And they called the government on their own parents. And they pulled people out of their homes and they bashed them over the heads with baseball bats and bricks and murdered them. And they loved it. Because they said, we have to win because you can't have informed, intelligent, critical thinking people in this society because we, the new radical communist left-wing youth, have to take over because we know what's best for China, and now they run China. Because that was, of course, several decades ago. Now it's a communist regime. It is a model for America. First, they take away your freedom of speech. That's what's happening today, now on Google and YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and other platforms. And then they disarm you. They take away your Second Amendment. And there's a big push for that. Look at Deerfield, Illinois right now. They just passed a law that says if you don't turn in your guns, you're going to be fined up to $1,000 a day. Even though, whoa, you're supposed to have a constitutional right to defend yourself. But because the bureaucrats at Deerfield have decided what's best for you, even though they know the police can't protect you, they want to disarm the law-abiding citizens, leaving a monopoly of guns in the hands of the government and the criminals. And that's Deerfield. And of course, it's being challenged by pro-Second Amendment legal organizations, as it must be. But this can happen town by town, village by village, city by city, state by state, all across America. They can and will come for your guns. They're coming to take them away because they have to silence you. They can't murder you unless they disarm you first, and they can't disarm you until they silence you. You see how it happens? It's a chain reaction of events. They're taking away your free speech so they can disarm you, so they can murder you. This is where it always goes throughout history. Now, the 50-year anniversary of, I believe, the assassination of Martin Luther King was just last week, Martin Luther King Jr. And when I go back and listen to the speeches of Dr. King, I am inspired because I know that if he were alive today, he would be sitting in a studio much like this one and saying much the same thing, which is that we all have the right to freedom of speech. We all have divine human rights. And think about how the left has gone from "I have a dream" to now their slogan is "Silence Whitey." You know, it's like kill all the Christians and kill all the white peoples. It used to be "I have a dream that our children would grow up in a land where we were judged not by the color of our skin, but by the content of our character." And today they're like, judge white people by the color of their skin, silence them, murder them, judge people by their religion, cut them off, ban them off of Twitter, ban them off of YouTube. This is what the left has come to today. It is shameful. It is an embarrassment to humanity. Let's listen to the inspiring words of Dr. King first, right now, because I want you to feel the power of when he was talking about liberty. Dr. King was pro-liberty. Let's listen to him.
So even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream.
Yes.
It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
And there he said it. We hold these truths to be self-evident. Pause that video. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all people, he would mean in today's language, are created equal, that all people have access to their basic human rights. And you know what? I look at Diamond and Silk today, and although their style is different from Martin Luther King Jr., they have a similar message, and which is that we all have the right to speak. That even if you don't like our speech, you can't censor us. You are creating an unjust society. You are creating a dangerous society. When we come back, I'll tell you more about where they're going with this, because there's more. They want to take this to an escalation. They want to take this to a civil war. I'll tell you why when we come back. This is Mike Adams filling in for Alex Jones today on Infowars.com. Stay with us.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here, filling in for Alex today. He and crew are on their way to Washington, D.C. soon, going to be hosting on Tuesday a National Press Club event starting, I believe, at 9 a.m. Eastern, featuring Rob Dew, Jerome Corsi, of course, Alex will be speaking there. Leanne McAdoo, Roger Stone, Lee Stranahan, and others will be speaking there on the assaults on our First Amendment, which is the topic of today's show. And I thank you for joining me. This is the most urgent issue of our time. If we lose our ability to speak, then we will lose everything. Do not underestimate the importance of standing right now for the First Amendment and for free speech, because if you lose this, and if you lose this infrastructure, if you lose InfoWars, you're going to lose your private property. You're going to lose your liberties. You're going to lose your Second Amendment rights. You're going to lose your country. You're going to lose your future. It's crucial to support this operation. InfoWarsStore.com is the place where you can purchase, of course, the nutritional supplements that power this economically. There's a couple of them there that I love. Alpha Power is back in stock, 25% off. And of course, Bodies, which is a curcumin slash curcuminoid extract of turmeric. Turmeric is one of my favorite herbs, roots, spices. It is powerful, powerful natural support for all the things that matter for your life and your body and just being able to power yourself through the day. I've got turmeric in my smoothie here. I always bring a big smoothie jar on set. I'll put it up there so you guys can see it. I put a big heaping tablespoon of turmeric in there. Let me reposition that for the cameras. This turmeric, for me, it's amazing. It just powers my brain, powers my body through the day. And it is at 25% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And there are other specials running right now there as well. Support this operation. It's crucial. You know, my own operation, Natural News, you know, we're all user supported. InfoWars is all user supported. You know, the government doesn't write grant money to InfoWars, and Alex wouldn't want it even if they did. We don't want financial ties to Google or the government or academia. We want to be independent of those so that we can bring you these kinds of stories like what we're covering today. We can't do it without your financial support. So definitely step up to the plate, support us today. Now, continuing with our talk about the attack on the First Amendment, I've analyzed this and I've come to conclude that there are seven ways that the First Amendment is being attacked today, seven different ways affecting all conservative voices, pro-liberty voices. They are demonetization, number one. Number two, shadow banning. They've done this for years. And of course, demonetization they did to most of the conservative YouTube channels right after Trump won the election. Number three is deplatforming. That's where they just terminate your account, get you off the platform. Now, we got to build our own alternative platforms so that we have a place for people to go. I'm building one. InfoWars is going to be part of it. It's called Real.Video. It's an alternative to YouTube. So check that out. Join up. That is launching July 4th, Independence Day. Number four is interference with user communications. This is where Gmail blocks email delivery from InfoWars or other operations to make sure users don't get those emails. Some of these organizations engage in DDoS attacks. I mean, how many times has InfoWars been subjected to DDoS attacks or Natural News or Drudge or Breitbart or others? Number five, frivolous lawsuits. This is the newest tactic where they're trying to just bankrupt organizations by suing them endlessly with frivolous lawsuits, even though they know they're going to lose those lawsuits and they're going to have to pay legal fees and damages. But they think that they can just, I don't know, maybe they think Alex Jones is going to give up. I kind of doubt that's ever going to happen. They got a fighter on their hands right here at InfoWars, and I'm much the same way. They're not going to intimidate us into silence. We're way past that at this point. Number six is e-commerce service elimination. They try to go after your e-commerce platforms. Citibank had an announcement recently where they would refuse to do business with organizations that sell firearms or firearms magazines. You know, I mean, really, I mean, these are legal items. Yeah, the background checks are happening. The FBI is doing the NICS system. But Citibank doesn't want to engage in legal commerce that helps people defend themselves against the murderers and the rapists and the criminals that are being let into this society by governors like Jerry Brown in California. Just open borders, flood in, just start murdering everyone. Because, oh, you're going to be in a sanctuary city. We'll protect you from deportation. And you don't have the right to buy a gun to defend yourself against that because Citibank thinks that they're saving lives. No, you're getting people killed. That's why we should all just stop doing business with Citibank. Number seven, this is the big one we're talking about today, declaring all conservative speech to be hate speech. This understand, this is a huge realization. They are declaring conservative speech to be hate speech. They have a liberal bubble. Everything inside the bubble is considered a fact. Everything outside the bubble is considered hate speech. I did a little animation on this, a little satire cartoon. I even did the voices for this. It's called The Liberal Bubble. It's on counterthink.com. I want to play for you the first minute of this so you can hear it for yourself. The Liberal Bubble. Go ahead and run that. It's hilarious.
Check it out, Bo. I finally solved the liberal formula for hate speech.
Show me.
Okay, you see this giant circle on the floor labeled facts? This is a bubble of liberal truth. Everything in here is considered a fact by consensus.
Okay, what's outside the bubble?
Well, obviously, everything outside this bubble is hate speech.
Oh, cool, I get it.
All right, so say something and I'll tell you what it is.
Okay, President Trump is a sex abuser.
Exactly, that's a fact because it's in the liberal bubble.
Okay, what about this? There are only two genders because gender is binary.
Ha, that's hate speech because it's outside the liberal bubble.
This is fun. Okay, guns kill people.
Exactly, that's a fact because it's in the bubble. Now watch. Carbon dioxide is good for greening the planet.
Well, that's hate speech.
So this animation goes on like that. You can check it out at counterthink.com. I was trying to make the point with this to say, hey, they've got this liberal bubble of mythology and false narratives and total hoaxes. And inside the bubble, anything goes as long as they have consensus where enough liberals believe it. Like, oh, the Russians stole the election or, you know, whatever, that carbon dioxide is bad for plants somehow, even though it's the number one most important molecule for plant physiology. And then they try to convince you that somehow CO2 is a poison. I mean, they're insane with their false facts, but they have a bubble. And then they say everything outside the bubble is hate speech. And this is how they're going after Diamond and Silk. This is how they're going after InfoWars and my own channels and other people, Breitbart, Milo Yiannopoulos, everybody out there, Drudge. They're just saying, hey, if you're outside the liberal bubble, you are, quote, unsafe to the community. This is what they just said to Diamond and Silk. You're unsafe to the community. Well, what's unsafe about you? Oh, you have ideas that go against the insane consensus that's rooted in delusion and fairy tale unicorn nonsense that's rooted in fake genetic science and magical, like you can wave a magic wand over your private parts and change into a half Zorg, half Tibetan snow tiger, weird gender spectrum person. It doesn't make any sense. Look, I'm pro liberty. I respect if people are gay, if people want to cross dress, if people want to do that, fine. That's your deal. Alex is the same way. We're libertarians on that. Be who you want to be. But don't censor our channels because we have an opinion that's actually rooted in science, that's rooted in genetics and chromosomes and the hardcore sciences that have been taught for, you know, generations in this country. When you're born, you're not born as a gender neutral being, a little baby to be, quote, assigned a gender later on. That's nonsense. You are born as a baby boy or a baby girl. You develop that way before birth. It's not assigned at birth. It is biological reality, and it's time that the left came back to reality and stopped living in their liberal bubble of false facts. This is the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams here. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with much more.
In Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I was banned from YouTube, my entire channel wiped out for saying there are only two genders, and my message to YouTube is that your gender dysphoria does not make my genetics knowledge hate speech. Just because you don't understand science doesn't mean that everybody else that disagrees with you is engaged in hate speech. Did you see that poll recently, that one third of today's millennials apparently aren't yet convinced that the Earth is a sphere. They actually think that the Earth is or might be flat, they say. I don't know how that works, but if they think the Earth is flat, no doubt they think that gender is a magical wish that can be altered at any moment. You know, once you abandon the laws of physics and you abandon gravity and you abandon cause and effect and you abandon genetics and chromosomes and gestational development of the child inside its mother's womb. When you abandon all that stuff, I guess anything goes. And really, liberalism is about eliminating logic and reason. Your ability to just think is a danger to liberals. Your ability to reason is a danger. Your ability to ask a question is a danger. And this attack on freedom of speech has an end game, and that's what I want to get into here. The end game is that, remember that CEO, a Twitter CEO, Jack Dorsey, said he endorsed essentially this article that called for elimination of the GOP and for Democrats to take over America, and said that one side has to win. There's no way to move forward in a bipartisan way. They're basically announcing they need to conquer America. They're going to silence all your speech. But why? Why did Twitter's CEO tweet that out now? Was it an accident? I say no. It was a strategy. And here's the strategy. The left wants a civil war. The left wants somebody who's censored to go firebomb Twitter headquarters. And we never want to see something like that happen, of course. We don't want to invoke violence in order to resolve these issues. We can defeat these people at the voting booths. We can defeat these people with logic and reason and the truth. We can defeat these people by building our own platforms. We can defeat these people with independent media like InfoWars. But they want to be attacked. They want to be bombed. They want somebody to walk in there and start shooting people. And they got all excited. What was it, you know, 10 days ago or whatever, when that woman went into YouTube and started blasting away at YouTube employees, and they were all excited. They thought, this is it. This is it. Somebody's gone. Somebody snapped. They're going to come in and just start shooting all the YouTube people. And it turns out that she was an animal rights activist, vegan, more of a left-wing type of person. And so they dropped that story so fast. Oh, man, did CNN drop that story because it didn't fit the narrative. But at first, they were all excited. They were just drooling over it. Oh, my God, we got a shooter. We got a shooter. And they were already calling out the NRA, blaming the NRA for this, even before they knew any facts, of course, of what had happened. But you see, they want this. They want somebody who does fit the narrative. They want a Trump-supporting, you know, NRA member, Second Amendment supporter, preferably someone who reads InfoWars.com. They want somebody like that to go into Facebook and just shoot up the place. This is what they want, I'm convinced. I don't want it. We never want to see that happen. We don't want to see violence taking place in that in any of the headquarters of those companies. We don't want to see that, but they want to see it. And you know why? Here's why. Because then they can say, see, this is why we have to censor you, because you're dangerous. Just like they told Diamond and Silk, oh, you're unsafe to the community. And now, look, one of your people came in and shot up the place. You're dangerous. We have to ban you. We have to censor you. They want it to happen because it justifies their censorship. You follow me now? Do you see how this is all connected? It's a chain of events. It's a chain of logic. They are trying to have a reason to silence Americans and take away your guns and take away your liberties. And they're trying to justify it to themselves like they do right now. They say, oh, they think conservatives are crazy. They think Trump is crazy. They think guns are dangerous. And yet, of course, they always surround themselves with armed guards whenever they're out in public speaking, or, you know, Clinton going out. She's got armed guards around her all the time. You know, all the top senators who are Democrats are always have armed guards around them. But they don't want you to have the right to defend yourself. And so I wouldn't be surprised. This is not a prediction, but an analysis. I wouldn't be surprised if they commit their own false flag operation to have some mad shooter go into, I don't know, it could be YouTube, it could be Facebook, it could be Twitter, it could be Google, and just commit total mayhem, like a Las Vegas type of shooting, which we never want to see happen. On the record, I want to tell you, we don't want to see that happen. But I wouldn't be surprised if they recruit somebody or brainwash somebody or drug somebody, whatever it takes, to make that shooting happen so they can say, see, this is why we have to censor conservatives. Look how dangerous they are. They're shooting at us. We have to censor them. You see, it all makes sense. Now, let's suppose, by the way, that someone comes in and does that and it gets big, it grows, and it starts to get joined by more people whose lives are being destroyed by this censorship, and it grows into an actual civil war in California, let's say, theoretically, in this analysis. What happens then? Well, the left wins again because they invoke the United Nations. Obama will poke his head out of the bunker in Washington, D.C., and he will say, we need U.N. troops to come in and secure the peace in California against these terrorists. Who are the terrorists? Oh, you mean the all the people that you censored that are now marching at the gates demanding their human rights back? Oh, so you're going to have UN occupation, and boy, what a great opportunity to overthrow Trump at the same time and have Obama in charge of the whole thing. Look, if this sounds like an outlier to you, if this sounds like, oh, that's impossible, you need to keep up because we've been years ahead of everything that's going on. I mean, Alex Jones warned you about this censorship coming. I warned you about it too. In 2016, I publicly predicted that Trump would win the election. Publicly predicted it before it happened. And then after he got elected, I publicly predicted that they would raise interest rates and try to crash the market to blame Trump. What have they been doing? Oh, raising interest rates to try to crash the market to try to blame Trump. We know what's happening. This is a blueprint. When you walk around the halls of InfoWars here, behind the scenes, in the studios, the people here and Alex Jones and the other guests and fill-in hosts like myself, we know what's going to happen because we've seen this blueprint before. We've seen it. We don't have a crystal ball. We're not psychic. This pattern is just played out over and over again throughout history. There's nothing new under the sun, folks. This is the same pattern we've seen before. It's the Cultural Revolution playbook of Mao. It's the Joseph Stalin playbook. You know, it's the Venezuela playbook where the leftists are in charge and they leave you in such poverty and destitution and desperation that you're eating zoo animals for lunch and killing your neighbor's cat to have a barbecue. I mean, it's so bad, you know, where there's human feces all over the streets of San Francisco, as I said before, turning it into a third world country. It's so bad. Everything is collapsing when it's run by the left. But they demand to be in charge. They demand to silence everyone who disagrees with them. And guess what? If you get angry, they call it hate speech. If you get angry, they call it hate speech. Recognize this. No, they demand you got to be polite. You got to be polite like, I don't know, Jeff Sessions. You got to be polite. You got to play by the rules and take suggestions from the other side so you can reach across the aisle and shake their hands and get along. You think the Democrats want to get along with you, Mr. Sessions? No, they don't. They want to destroy you. You think the Democrats want to get along with the GOP? No, they want to destroy conservatives. You think the Democrats want to coexist in a society where you have the right to defend yourself with a Glock or an AR-15? No, they want to destroy your right to defend yourself. And do you think the Democrats want to live in a society where they can log on to Twitter and see something offensive that they don't agree with? Oh, somebody offended me today. Oh my God, ban those people. And the CEO of Twitter, Jack, will ban them. He will ban them and Facebook will ban them like they banned Diamond and Silk because it's offensive. It's offensive. If you get angry, you're called a hate speech promoter. And then they use that to ban you. Do you see how the whole idea of having a debate is now wiped out by the left? You can't have a debate anymore. If you disagree with them, you're engaged in hate speech now. You have to be an obedient conformist. You have to be a mind-controlled, thought-controlled, robotic, regurgitating zombie of left-wing talking points. Otherwise, you won't have a channel on YouTube. You won't have a channel on Twitter or Facebook or Google. They're turning it into an echo chamber of authoritarian lunacy. And that's what it has come to, and that's what we're fighting against right here at InfoWars.com. I'm filling in for Alex Jones today. Mike Adams here. Stay with us. We got a lot more ahead, a lot more. Don't go anywhere.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones. My love is at
least for the freeway. It's a true honor to be invited here. My name is Mike Adams. I'm known as the Health Ranger. I'm the publisher of naturalnews.com and hundreds of other websites. And Alex and I are both on the front lines of the war to defend your right to speak, not just our right to speak, but your right to speak. This is so crucial to understand that this is one of the reasons why, by the way, I came back and began re-hosting and appearing on InfoWars, because we're all under attack. And if they take down InfoWars, they're going to take us down next. They're going to take down everybody who has a view that is not acceptable to the deranged lunatic left. I see Alex as someone who's out there on the front lines fighting this war on behalf of so many other people who, frankly, their speech rights are protected because of Alex, because of what he does and this platform that he has built. And it's important to support these platforms because the demonetization is happening. The character assassinations, the smears, the lies, the slander, everything. It's so evil. It's so demonic. Definitely check out this event coming up on Tuesday where Alex is, he says he invades the swamp. He's given this speech at the press club in Washington, D.C. with other members of the InfoWars team, including Rob Dew, Roger Stone, Lee Stranahan, Jerome Corsi, Leanne McAdoo, and others who are going to be speaking there. It's going to be a very hard-hitting segment. You definitely don't want to miss that. And some of that will be streamed live here on the InfoWars show, is my current understanding. So definitely don't miss that. I just got to say, if we don't stand up and fight right now, and if you don't stand up and help support this operation and share these links and listen in and encourage your friends to listen to what's going on here. If we don't do this, we will lose everything that you value. Everything that you value in your life, your ability to own a home, private property, your ability to run a small business, your ability to have access to natural medicine and nutritional supplements like what you have at InfoWarsStore.com, your ability to milk a cow and sell the milk. It's already criminalized across America. They will criminalize seeds. They will criminalize thoughts. They have machines already, artificial intelligence systems that can scan your brain and create a transcript text of what you're thinking about. It's in the early stages, but it already exists. As that becomes more advanced, they can simply require you to wear one of these devices on your head, and they can get a transcript of everything you're thinking every single day. It's the future that you are facing, if you don't defend liberty, is a living hell. It is a technocracy hell run by authoritarian, insane, crazed, egomaniac. How else do you describe these people? Anti-human, anti-God, anti-liberty tyrants who want to commit mass murder, and they want to depopulate the planet, and they want to abort as many babies as possible. They want to get you hooked on antidepressant drugs and psychiatric drugs so they can control you and dumb you down and spoon feed you these narratives of fake news and fake facts and fake academia and fake history. They can control the future by controlling your perception of the past. You know, you've heard the quote, whoever controls the present controls the past, and whoever controls the past controls the future. They know all of this. It's all part of the plan. And the only thing standing in the way is your free speech and your support for free speech, like InfoWars.com or Drudge Report or my website, Natural News, or others out there, many others who are trying to stand up and fight this. And we need your help. We're kicking butt, but we also need your help to keep doing it. So stay tuned. We got a lot more ahead, covering other news in the second hour, plus your calls. This is Mike Adams here filling in for Alex Jones at InfoWars.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams, a health ranger filling in for Alex today. We're going to be taking your calls in this segment. Thank you for joining us. This is the most important broadcast that I've ever done here at InfoWars, with many more to come. I've got an announcement coming up, too, about a show that I'm launching right here on InfoWars.com. It's going to be very exciting. I'll mention that in a minute. But first, the phone number to call in, it's 877-789-ALEX or 877-789-2539. That's 2539. Call in. We'll take your calls in a couple of segments here. But first, we're going to cover some other breaking news today. My show that's coming up here on InfoWars will be a once-a-week show, a one-hour talk Well, it's more like a mini documentary each time. The show is called Deconstructed. And in Deconstructed, we tear apart, we peel back the layers, let's say, of some major issue, some major medical or food or science or cultural issue that we're dealing with in our modern society. We might look at how food is made or where food comes from. We might look at organics and heavy metals. We might look at psychiatric drugging of children. Deconstructed takes apart all the things that maybe you're not being told, you know, in the mainstream media or the corporate propaganda. Well, maybe we'll do Deconstructed on net neutrality because it's a hoax. Net neutrality just gives a monopoly to the Googles and the Facebooks and the Twitters of the world. It's really it's a liberal left-wing totalitarian hoax. They want you to sign up for net neutrality while they're running monopolies. Think about it. What's neutral about a monopoly? There's no neutrality there. You should have content neutrality, you tyrants. It's unreal. Anyway, moving on, and then we'll take your calls. Gun control laws that target the mentally ill. This is the new push following the Parkland shooting. They want to say that anyone who has been diagnosed with a mental illness or just seems a little off could have their guns taken away, you see. And this story from the Free Thought Project talks about that and points out something that's very important to understand. There is a mental illness called opposition defiant disorder, ODD. Yes, it's actually spelled ODD. And how are you diagnosed with opposition defiant disorder? It's simple. You go into the psychiatry office, you sit down, the psychiatrist says, I think you have oppositional defiant disorder. And you say, no, I don't. And they say, oh, now you do. Yes, you do. You're defiant. If you don't go along with what we say, you're defiant and you have a mental disorder, they call the police, take their guns. Take the guns. This person is defiant. They don't like us. They don't go with the flow. There it is in the DSM-5. It's in the so-called Bible of Modern Psychiatry. And there are other disorders, by the way. There's an eating disorder. They call it, I believe it's called orthorexia. And it's an eating disorder if you are concerned with having clean food. So if you don't want to eat deadly pesticides that cause Alzheimer's and cancer, if you don't want to eat glyphosate herbicide, if you don't want to eat toxic heavy metals in your food, and you're interested in clean food and clean supplements, then now you have a mental disorder and they can take away your guns. This is how insane it has become. You walk into the psychiatry office and they're like, oh, what do you have there? Oh, I have my smoothie. And they're like, what's in that smoothie? Oh, a lab-tested turmeric and avocado. Oh, you must be suffering from orthorexia. And then you say, no, I'm not. They say, oppositional defiant disorder. We gotcha. Call the police. Take your guns. I mean, this is what it has come to. But, you know, all joking aside, these are real so-called mental health disorders that I'm talking about here. They could use these. They could abuse these. They've done it throughout history. You know, how many people were declared mentally incompetent under Joseph Stalin or Adolf Hitler to say, oh, they're mentally incompetent. The state doesn't need them anymore. Yeah, send them to the ovens, you know, or the old, the infirmed, the physically handicapped, those with birth defects and so on and so forth. How many people got, you know, cooked and killed in those regimes because they went against the state? You know, think about this. The liberals today are saying that only they know what's true. Only that, remember the liberal bubble of truth. Only inside that bubble is what's true. So if you have a thought outside that bubble, they can just say, well, you're mentally ill because you're not in the bubble. If you're outside the bubble, you're mentally ill. So we can take your guns away. See how that works? See the logic? Oh, all of a sudden you're engaged in hate speech. All of a sudden, this is hate speech. All of a sudden, you're unsafe for the community. Diamond and Silk, you're unsafe. I don't know if Diamond is more unsafe or if Silk is more unsafe. But one or the other is apparently more unsafe. Maybe Diamond is more safe than Silk, but who knows? They're gonna vilify all of them. This is where it's all headed. It's insane. But I gotta move on to other news. It's just this stuff. This is how they're gonna do it. It's this twisted, liberal, dangerous, non-logic of falsehood that they're gonna use to imprison and enslave everyone. The UK disarming its citizens. Now violence has reached record levels in London, exceeding the number of people killed in New York for the same time period. And now they're having a knife violence problem. Oh, remember that where they said, well, gun violence was the problem. Let's ban the guns. Well, now people are stabbing each other. So now they're trying to take away the knives. What's next? Are they going to have like fork violence? People are going to be stabbing each other with forks, and they're going to have like a fork violence law that no one can have forks. No one can have knives. And pretty soon you're going to be eating with chopsticks and spoons all across London. Nothing but chopsticks and spoons and bare hands. And then they're going to have people punching each other and kicking each other to death, which the FBI says is actually the number one or a greater number of people killed in America with hands and fists than from assault weapons by far. So what are they going to do? Ban hands and fists in London? It's unreal. By the way, keep calling in. We're going to take your calls in the next segment. It's 877-789-2539. Check this out. A college student with measles had been vaccinated, health officials say. Now, you've heard these headlines before, but the shocking thing today is that this is in USA Today. USA Today. They must have made a mistake. They must have, somebody must have gotten high in the editorial room and slipped this one under the door because they're not supposed to say this. They're supposed to report that vaccines always work all the time. There are no side effects. Nobody ever gets autism. And vaccines are so awesome and perfect and awesome science. But today, USA Today reported college student with measles had been vaccinated. And in their story, they admitted, oh, look, they'd been vaccinated. And then they have an excuse in the story. Some health official in there is quoted saying something like, maybe they got a bad batch. Oh, you mean so your perfect little vaccine science hoax, you have allowances for bad batches? So where's the quality control then? And if this person got injected with the bad batch, then what about all the other people who got the same bad batch? Have you tracked the batch? Have you tracked the other people who are carrying measles because they thought they were protected because they got the vaccine, but it's a bad batch? And the truth is, you don't know jack because you don't even know where that batch got injected. You don't have any quality control in the vaccine industry because you don't have any legal liability. You have absolute legal immunity. It's total nonsense. It would be like Congress granting car manufacturers complete immunity from all accidents and anti-lock brake problems and cars bursting into flames and everything. If they had absolute legal immunity, do you think they would have a quality control system? Of course not. That's the vaccine industry. No quality control. They don't know if they're injecting you with live viruses or attenuated viruses. Oh, and check this out. This Russian woman, 27 years old, dies in agony after being embalmed alive. This is from The Sun in the UK. They were trying to give her a drip of saline solution, accidentally gave her embalming fluid containing formaldehyde, which is also in vaccines, by the way. The CDC admits formaldehyde and mercury in thimerosal and MSG and antibiotics, they're all in vaccines. And this woman just died from having this dripped into her veins, an embalming fluid. She's dead. And we're injecting our children with the same chemical and other chemicals. It's insane. And they want to silence your speech, shut you down, and exterminate conservatives while poisoning your babies with formaldehyde in vaccines. We'll be right back. Infowars.com.
Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
And you're tuned in to the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams, guest hosting today for Alex here at InfoWars. Alex is on his way to Washington, D.C., where he will be part of a talk. The National Press Club is hosting it on Tuesday about the attacks on free speech. Kind of an extension of what I've been talking about here today. A lot of great speakers there, including Roger Stone, Jerome Corzi, Leanne McAdoo, and many others. We're going to be going to calls here in this segment. So callers, I thank you for holding. We'll go to you here just very quickly. Current specials in the InfoWars store. This is what powers the resistance here. Alpha Power, 25% off, is back in stock. And the premium InfoWars Life Select is $100 off now, just $147. Cellforce is currently 50% off, and Bodies is 25% off, back in stock. and you get double Patriot points until the end of the month. And this is, look, I urge you to support this operation. I'm honored and privileged to be here. I'm independent from this operation. I don't have any involvement in the InfoWars store, but I urge you to support it anyway. And it's crucial for this operation. And one of the ways that you can vote for me as a guest host is to go to the store and purchase the products that help you the most in your current challenges. And that's kind of a vote for the Health Ranger to fill in and host here. If you like me hosting, tell the InfoWars crew that you like my message and I will be invited back. So support InfoWarsStore.com and tell folks that you like Mike Adams being on the show. I don't know. I just love being here. This is an honor and a privilege to be here. I feel like being on the front lines here defending courage and liberty and free speech is an honor at this moment in history. It is the most important thing that I could be doing right now. So I'm just honored to be here, and I thank Alex for the invitation. And let's go to calls, because we've got some callers here. Joe in Indiana, the note says you're disappointed in Trump. Joe, you're live on the air. Go ahead, sir. What is your comment? You're unhappy with Trump, huh?
Very unhappy with him, but I'm happy with you. You're a good host, and I hope you come back soon. You got my vote, brother.
Well, thank you, Joe.
Totally disappointed with millions of others in Donald Trump, who gives us these crummy little tweets when he has ignored the advice of someone like Alex Jones, who has repeatedly called on him to address the American people in depth. And if he can't find it within himself to come forward before the people and discuss these problems of the First Amendment being trashed and trampled and threatened, and the Second Amendment being trashed and trampled and threatened, and where are the calls in Congress for criminal penalties for those who violate the constitutional guarantees of the Bill of Rights?
I hear you, Joe.
People need to go to jail for saying that they want to do all these things, round us up and kill us and everything
else.
Good
question.
And that goes, Mike, to the fact that we have a completely useless traitor masquerading as an attorney general, and Trump needs to get rid of him because he's done nothing.
Man, I hear you, brother. I hear you. I'm like, what are these people doing asleep at the wheel? They should be going after these Twitter companies and YouTube companies and Facebook that are censoring conservatives in a discriminatory fashion. And I agree with you. Where is Jeff Sessions? What has he been compromised or something? He's not doing the job he's supposed to do. The deep state is so dirty. Look at Bob Mueller. Look at James Comey. Look at the Rosenstein. Look at what these people are doing. Those people, in my opinion, should be behind bars. Let me ask you, Joe, do you think Trump is just fighting so much with the deep state that it's going to take time? Or do you think he's being subsumed by the deep state, that he's becoming more in that direction? What do you think is going to happen?
I think he is intimidated by them, and he is not listening to the right people. They don't want him to listen to Alex Jones or Jerome Corsi or anyone else. They want him to listen to these deep state monsters, and he needs to get some guts. He says he's a New York City street fighter. Well, where's it at? Bring it on, brother.
Yeah.
Mr. Trump, you're AWOL.
You know what? Trump is a man who's used to going to war with people and winning that war, and I don't think he's given up, and I haven't given up on Trump, but there's a lot of people in his administration that seem to be asleep at the wheel and are not doing their jobs. I thank you for your call, Joe. It's great to hear. You're angry. You're frustrated, as a lot of us are. And we're wondering, when is this finally going to turn around? When are some people in the deep state going to be marched out of there in handcuffs? That's what I'm wondering. So thank you for your call. Let's go to, well, first, let me answer a question. Noel in Texas is actually asking when BioSludge is coming out. That's my documentary. I'll just let you know it's coming out later this year. We're going to release it exclusively on Reel.video. So watch for that. All the photography's done. We're just doing editing. Let's talk to Michael in Ohio about the right of Americans to keep and bear arms. Michael, you're live on the air. Thank you for your call, sir. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mike Adams. Let me preface this call with two statements first. The first and most important thing is that Trump should do a complete realignment, like many of us who've lost our jobs. Everybody is fired, and they reapply. And if you don't meet the test, then you're out. You get their attention with money. That's the number one thing. He needs to do a total realignment and fire everybody and reapply. That's how you wholesale weed out the corrupts.
Yeah, drain the swamp, right.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to have to do it wholesale. Everybody reapply. That's it.
So what about Second Amendment? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, number two is what they're engaged in on every level is programming, neuro-linguistic programming. That's what they're doing. And it's very easy to see through. And what we need to do is use the same technique to fight back, neuro-linguistic programming. And Trump uses that all the time. You redefine, you reshape that item, that object. On the Second Amendment, what really hurts me is that no one, and I seen a fellow that was part of the NRA, and I told him, and I have to be a black guy, I told him, you know what you need to do? Tell all of your friends, these brainwashed masses that are out there, that the NRA was started precisely for black Americans, and I hate using those terms because we're all Americans, to defend themselves at that time.
You know what, the NRA, it's the oldest civil rights group in America. You're absolutely right. And, you know, I often say this in my own podcast. I say, when I see a black man with a gun, I see a citizen. I see a citizen of America. And, you know, some other person who's racist or something say, oh, they see a criminal. No, I see a citizen. I want to see black America responsibly armed. And like you say, the distinction between black and white is nonsense at this point. It's irrelevant. We are all Americans. We are all citizens who should be armed in our self-defense. Anything else you want to add to that, Michael?
Yes, and you're exactly right. It's not only that, but it needs to be pushed out there by everyone through every vehicle. Dr. King was a Republican. Dr. King was a card-carrying Republican. Dr. King had firearms. They want to put us back into the digital.
Yep, slave. they want to make
and
you a slave, and they're doing it
on every opportunity by everyone.
Sorry to cut you off, Michael. We got to go to break here. I apologize for that. But great points that you just made. Really great points. If we don't stand up now, we become enslaved forever. Fight on the front lines of protecting freedom of speech. Infowars.com. We'll be right back after these messages.
Is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
It's an honor and a privilege to be here today, guest hosting for Alex Jones. My name is Mike Adams. You know me as the Health Ranger, the publisher of naturalnews.com. Breaking story today in the New York Times, I believe, many people taking antidepressants discover they cannot quit. Antidepressants, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, SSRI drugs, now are being taken, or at least antidepressants as a class of drugs are being taken by 25 million adults for at least 2 years in the United States alone. That's a 60% increase since 2010, reports the New York Times here. Long-term antidepressant use is surging, and it brings the question to my mind, is our nation, our brains being chemically contaminated by these psychotropic drugs? Is this part of the big problem that we have here? Why there's so much derangement, you know, Trump derangement syndrome? Why are so many people seething with hatred and anger and intolerance and a lack of mental adaptability or resilience? Why is it that these so-called cry bullies on the left feel like words with which they disagree are some kind of an assault on their psyche? Could it be that these antidepressant drugs and ADHD drugs and these other medications are creating a psychological fragility or a lack of neuroplasticity or neuroadaptability? I think that could be. I think we're looking at the chemical dumbing down of America. It's one explanation that needs to be looked at in more detail. Maybe I'll do that on another episode, another show here. But right now, I want to go to a Dr. Kelly in Northern California calling about bioweapons. Dr. Kelly, you're live on the air with Mike Adams. Thank you for calling in. What's on your mind?
Thank you so much for taking my call and your great work with all of your lab analysis. And my question was, I knew that one of the reporters had stated that he was poisoned with polonium, and I wanted to have that be a talking point so that people are aware of these types of radiobiological weapons, what they can do to protect themselves. And I'd like to hear your comment on that, and then I'll get to one other point, if I may.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for your question. Well, polonium, of course, that's a radiological weapon that, different from biological weapons, which would be a viral strains and so on. I know you know that. I'm just clarifying it for the audience. But there are many radioisotopes that can be used in mass poisoning, such as cesium-137, for example, or strontium-91 used in medical imaging equipment can be used to make a dirty bomb, or it can be used to poison people. You know, the truth is that some of these substances, if they're just near you, they can poison you. And, you know, Roger Stone was talking about that and this attack that happened to him. I got to tell you, when I see people like Roger Stone talking about how they were attacked or poisoned, it rings true to me, because I know the threats that happen against me, and some of them that I can't even talk about publicly, the death threats, the different types of death threats, the all kinds of threats, you know, and the threats against Alex Jones are very common. So I believe it's real. It's happening. We're all threatened by these things, and there are sadly a lot of covert ways to poison people. But I appreciate you bringing that up, Dr. Kelly. What's your next question?
Just to kind of maybe have him do a little briefing to us about how to detect and possibly monitor and make ourselves more aware of our surroundings. And about a decade ago, I was calling in and on hold to expose that the SSRIs are primarily or 20% fluoride by weight, and
yes,
that's delineated in the Merck Index of Biologicals, Pharmaceuticals, and Botanicals. And to my absolute horror, IG Farben patented glutamine, the excitatory neurotransmitter, in 1936.
Here you go. Now you're peeling back the layers. We could do a whole show on this. You know, I'm launching a show here called Deconstructed. We're going to talk about IG Farben. We're going to talk about the history of chemotherapy and the history of some of these psychotropic drugs. You make an excellent point, Dr. Kelly. Fluorine as an element is a very high percentage in terms of the total molecular weight of many of these psychotropic drugs. And that's because fluorine, of course, is in the halogen column of the table of elements. It's very biologically active or biochemically active, you could say. It interacts rapidly with other elements. And when it's in a molecule, then it makes those molecules very active. And this is how it alters brain function. We are mass poisoning the brains of our children and our adults and senior citizens every day across this country. And I believe that has a major, it is a major contributing factor to the brain fog and the seething anger and the derangement syndromes that we're seeing across the population. Thank you, Dr. Kelly, for your call. That was very interesting. Let's go to another caller, Trace in New Jersey, calling about Dr. King. And we played a segment of Dr. King earlier. Go ahead, Trace. What's on your mind?
How are you doing, Mr. Adams? It's great to be on air with you. I called because when you first started the show, you said something about Dr. King, his 50th death date anniversary. And what's really kind of creepy about it, but at the same time kind of makes me laugh, is most of the young people I know, they didn't even know that his birthday was on the 4th. Yet they remembered my birthday, which is the 4th.
They remembered your birthday. What are you saying? I'm sorry.
My birthday is the same date as Dr. King.
Oh, yeah. I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
my friends
we tend to remember, you know, Dr. King's birthday is certainly not as significant as the day that he was sadly assassinated or the day of his speech and things like that, these other historical dates. My point was that Dr. King, if he were alive today, that, you know, his speech and what he called for would be considered libertarian and pro-liberty and pro-free speech. And yet those are exactly the things that are being attacked today by the left. It's as if Dr. King had a YouTube channel today, it would be banned by YouTube. That's what I'm saying. Does that make sense? Does that ring true with you?
Yes, it does, because back in 2005, there was an animated show called The Boondocks, and they did an episode on if Dr. King was still alive, if he had only been in a coma and woke up in the early 2000s. And the way he tried to get African-Americans in the show to realize that what he did was not so they could act foolish or you know, submit. It was so that they could rise up and be strong for themselves. They still didn't get it.
Absolutely. This is about personal strength. This is about divine human rights. That's what Dr. King saw in humanity. He spoke to that greater good, that higher power that we are now defending as well, right here at InfoWars. I say absolutely, if Dr. King had a YouTube channel today, it would be banned, just like Facebook has banned, you know, Diamond and Silk and other speakers who have a different take on things but are very important. We've got a minute and a half left. Trish in New York says you're a freelance journalist talking about Syria. Trish, what's on your mind? And make it quick. We got to go to break pretty soon. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I'm just calling about, speaking of being banned, I had a interview that I did at the United Nations where I was banned, and it was back in 2013, and I'm a former co-founder of a group called the Military Family Support Network, and we had formed during the Persian Gulf War in 1990, and so I've kept in touch with a lot of servicemen over the years. And one of the things that I had stated in the interview, this was on February 1st, 2013, I had talked about that we had heard that the next thing they were going to do to finally close the deal to remove Assad was they were going to get him for chemical weapons use. And the interview went into quite detail. It was a small little outlet called Heat in the Middle East, ICAST News. And the guy asked me, he said, well, when did you hear that this is going to happen? And I gave him the date, which was the 10th anniversary of the Iraq War.
Trish, we got to go to break. This is a fascinating call. Hold on for us. We'll come to you after the break. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams filling in today. Stay with us. We'll be back with Trish, the freelance journalist, after this break. Stay with us.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's exciting to be alive, and it's exciting to be here at the InfoWars studios in Austin, Texas. My name's Mike Adams. You know me as the Health Ranger, publisher of Natural News and many other websites. I'm a fill-in host today for the show. It's great to be back here on InfoWars.com, fighting for liberty, fighting for freedom of speech in this time when we are under such intense attack. We've had many great callers. We're going to go to more calls as well. I just want to thank all of you for listening and calling in, sharing your thoughts and your prayers for what we're doing. You can support us, of course, at InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off everything if you go with AutoShip. Now, if I were shopping on InfoWarsStore.com, I would choose the AutoShip and just get another 10% off. Best deal ever. Because, you know, it allows the store to plan their inventory so they don't run out of products. That's why they're willing to give you the extra 10% off. And frankly, you know, the profit margin on a lot of these is so small that like a 10% discount might be actually 50% of the profit. So it's a great deal. Check it out at InfoWarsStore.com. Parkland hero, one of the students who was shot, named Anthony Borges. He's from the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. He came out of the hospital yesterday. He was shot 5 times, I believe. And he has issued a statement condemning the Broward County Sheriff's Office and their lack of response. He said, quote, I want to thank you for visiting me at the hospital, but I want to say that both of you failed us. Failed us, students, teachers, and parents alike on so many levels. This was a statement, I believe, from his, or yeah, that was Borges' statement read by his father. And he was speaking to Sheriff Israel of the Broward County Sheriff's Office, and Robert Runke, the superintendent of schools in Broward. And we got a little video clip here from Anthony. Let's go ahead and roll that and hear it in his own words.
I don't know why I survived and they didn't, but I will tell you that my family and I will dedicate the rest of our lives to seeing that something like this never happens again. To the other injured, I hope you are recovering well. We have the responsibility to tell the world what happened here. to Sheriff Israel of the Broward County Sheriff's Office and Robert Runcie, the superintendent of the school and schools in Broward. I want to thank you for visiting me at the hospital, but I want to say that both of you failed us students, teachers, and parents alike on so many levels.
There we go. That's all we want to get was that statement right there. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if they followed it up and said, and this is why we all need to be armed, because we can't count on you, you Broward County Sheriff's people and deputies and so on. I mean, you stood down, okay? You stood down outside the building while children were being shot up and bleeding out, okay? Let's just be honest about it. You stood down when it's your job to run in there. It's your job to run toward the gunfire. It's your job to save lives when those lives are being threatened by deranged shooters or bombers or people using vehicles as weapons or people stabbing others, whatever the case may be. Your job is to go toward the danger and stop the violence. That's why you carry guns as sheriff's deputies, and that's why we carry guns as citizens, is to stop the violence. To stop the violence. I don't know about you, but if I had been there, I wouldn't have been ducking and covering outside the school. I would have been running in there, trying to find out who's doing the shooting and how do we stop them. You know, all you got to do is pin them down and wait for help to arrive. Even if you can't hit them with your own gunfire, at least you can make them think twice about, hey, why am I here? Why am I doing this? Return fire, people. It's not a complicated concept. All right, Washington Post deletes an article on Mueller witness being a pedophile. This is from Daily Wire, I believe. Washington Post had a report that talked about how this witness was a pedophile, and they memory hold the article. It was originally published on March 15th, and it documented George Nader's, quote, 15-year-old pedophilia conviction in Europe that has not been previously reported, but they scrubbed it. What do you know? A little protectionism going on there, maybe? Protecting the Mueller's witnesses? Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me. All right, scroll that number down here. Okay, we're going back to Trish in New York, the freelance journalist we were talking to. Trish, thank you for holding during the break. You were going to tell us that you learned many years ago how the Syria war was going to be engineered to continue, right? That's what it sounds like.
Well, on February 1st of 2013, this was after the whole phony Arab Spring had been the second one. There was one in 2005 that was an utter failure, so they kind of let it sort of disappear out of the media, and they resurrected it in 2011. And anyway, we heard through, you know, whisper, whatever you want to call it, of military people. On February 1st, I gave this interview at the UN with this outlet called Heat in the Middle East, ICAS News, and I said, you know, the first big date is going to be the 10th anniversary of the Iraq War, which was around March 19th or 20th of 2013, and that did indeed happen. And what happened was there was verified sarin that killed a lot of Assad's troops up on the Turkish border in a small town called Konalassal.
Well, you're getting into a lot of details here, and I respect your call, but let me just ask you, in the interest of time here, where do you think this is going in the next step? Because Trump wants to pull out of Syria, he said, but now it seems like there may be forces that want to bring him back into it. What do you think is going to happen next?
Well, I think if you really wanted to pull out of Syria, I don't think that you would put John Bolton in your cabinet, because he used to stand at the United Nations and literally threaten Syria and Iran with nuclear weapons, that he was going to bomb them with nuclear weapons.
Right.
And we know his role in the Iraqi WMD situation.
There's a lot more that we want to ask you, and we run out of time for this episode today. Could you stay on the line? The producers would like to talk to you, but see if you could contribute more to this ongoing conversation. Is that okay, Trish?
Sure. All right. By the way, the interview was banned by the UN.
Why am I not surprised? Probably banned by YouTube as well. But thank you for your call, Trish. That's fantastic. Now, there's another caller. If you could, I can't see it on the call screen, but someone who wanted to talk about made up disease names, I believe. Is that a caller that we have here? Okay. If not, go to Nelson in Florida. Nelson in Florida, Make America Great Again Project. Nelson, you're live on the show. Go ahead.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. I run the Help Make America Great Again project, and the goal of the project is it's a community awareness project to bring to light the problems with our food, water, energy, and education. And I know you're a big advocate for our food. And we need to get our communities thinking, become self-sufficient again. We need to do this by building these state-of-the-art indoor farms. I'm sure you see them. They're everywhere. They're fantastic. That's the way we need to grow our food.
Yeah.
Our soils are corrupted. Our water is corrupted. Everything that's in our stores is corrupted. So I'm looking to shed a little light on this project. Because this is where it has to start. Every community has to make this decision to take it upon themselves to get control of our health. That's our foundation. We cannot do anything without our health.
Oh, you are nailing it. But so many people love to be a Borg, enslaved to the system where their doctor tells them, here, take these antidepressant drugs. Here, eat this junk food. Here, take this chemotherapy. They love it. People are afraid to take responsibility for their own lives. I'm sure you see that too, right?
I see that, but I also see the change coming. I see people being, I did this all last season in Blue Ridge, Georgia, the Blue Ridge Mountains up there, and people are ready to make the change. If people know our food's corrupted, I tell you, 85% of the people understand this, so it's got to do it. You know as well as I do.
I do.
There's no other choice.
You're right.
You know what I mean?
Excellent call, Nelson. Excellent point. Self-reliance. We need local food. We need to take responsibility for the food we're growing. Don't let some foreign corporation infect us with what's in the food or what's in the vaccines or, because a lot of unsafe ingredients there. We have to take responsibility. There's one more call I want to take. We're about out of time, but Mark in California, you're on the air. Mark, make it quick, please. And thank you for holding. What'd you want to say about medical drugs?
Yeah, was that operator defiant disorder?
It was oppositional defiant disorder.
Oh, okay. Oppositional. Yeah, because I know there's a nomorefakenews.com guy, John Rappaport.
Yeah, Rappaport.
Yeah, I like how he condenses it down, makes it simple for slower listeners that you guys have, such as myself. It's Toxic Psychiatry is his book. And we can go to these city council meetings and pass out these good books.
Absolutely, yeah. And if we take enough psych drugs, we can go to city council meetings and just pass out. But thank you for your call, Mark. Sorry to cut you off because we're just about out of time here. The show is wrapping up here for today. I want to say thank you to all the callers. Thank you to all the listeners, all of you who are sharing these links. My name is Mike Adams, filling in for Alex Jones today. There's a lot more straight ahead tomorrow. And I've got a show coming up called Deconstructed here at the InfoWars Studios. Alex Jones, Owen Schroyer, and Rob Dew, many more coming up next week. The big event is Tuesday, so don't miss it. Infowars.com. Thank you all today. It's great to be with you.